today.
Father, thank you for today.
We are grateful for the opportunity
to
be in Kasungu. What a blessing. Touch every life tonight, Lord. Let the power of God be manifest in Kasungu. In the name of Jesus, we pray for miracles. We pray for salvation. We pray for the blood of Jesus to be in full manifestation tonight, in the name of Jesus,
Mutina la Yesu Christ.
And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. If you have a seat, you may be seated. I want to first of all thank the wonderful pastors of Kasungu for welcoming us to beautiful city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shh, quiet. And I want to thank our mayoress for welcoming us and honoring this program with your presence. God bless you.
Mulungu akudalitseni kwa kukulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for miracles in Kasungu? Are you ready for miracles in Kasungu? Do you believe that Jesus is still alive? Do you know that Jesus is still alive? Do you know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I am preaching about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Come, stand here.
Thank you.
Stand here. Okay. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Do you have lambs in Malawi? Sheep or goats? You have goats or sheep? John chapter 1 verse 29.
Johannes chapter 1 verse 29.
The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
Yesu Christu ndiye nkosa ya Mulungu.
And the Lamb of God is not for eating meat,
nkosa,
lamb chops.
Nkosa ya Mulungu, chito yake, siku ija, kabena kuichita, kanyenya ai.
Do you eat sheep meat here in Kasungu?
Koditi majang.
Is it nice? Yes. But the Lamb of God is not for eating meat. The Lamb of God is for another reason.
Nkosa ya mulungu iri ni chito ya badera dela.
You see, is the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world.
Nkosa ya mulungu chito yake ni kuchotsa chimo la jikolonse
lapans. Do you know that there are about 9 planets?
Kodi mukuchiwa kuti pali maiko mumlengalengamu asanu ndi anayi.
Jupiter is the big one.
Jupiter ndiye lalikulu zedi.
Mars.
Mars.
Saturn.
Saturn.
How do you say Saturn in Chichewa?
Satana mchichewa. Kabena jabulosi mchichewa.
Mercury.
Maculate.
Mercury. You can see, if you look in the sky, there's a reddish star. That is Mars.
Taona ni mulengarengamu, timaona nyenyezi sofila. Zimene zichande Mars.
I saw it on my way here.
Ndinayuona ine, pamene ni manzamaloano.
Now,
chobanodino.
All these planets have nobody there. Nobody is staying there.
Ine maiko onsewa ali mumulengalenga kulibenga kale munthu mmodzi ali kukhala kumeneko.
No houses
kulibe nyumba
on any planet.
Pachikolonse palibe maiko amene palibe ai.
No cars
kulibe inde moto kamalo ameneyo.
No trees
inde mitengo kulibe kumalo ameneyo.
No rivers
inu mitsinje kapena mikwala ya madzi kulibe kumalo ameneyo.
Hey!
Hey!
The planets are empty.
Inu maigwa mlenga lengao alibe kali gonse alijaje.
So God chose one planet called planet Earth.
Ndipo Mulungu adasanga dziko limodzi loti alikondele ndilo linoli la Earth la pasilino.
And he decided to put human beings here.
Ndipo chidamukomera kuika ku awo ndi awo ndine pa dziko lino.
And he put two human beings, Adam and Eve.
Adaikapo inu anthu awiri, Adamu ndi Hava pa dziko lino.
And he told them, I'm giving you a big job.
Ndipo anawuza ndikupatsani ntchito yayikulu zedi.
Do you see this whole planet?
Mwachiona ndi dziko chonse chichi.
I want it to be full of people.
Ndifuna chimene chichidzadze ni anthu.
Hey! So you and your wife,
iwe ni mkazi wako,
you are going to work very hard to have a lot of children so that the whole planet will be full of people. So this is the only planet with people. Now, instead of us obeying God, something terrible happened. Do you know what happened? There was a war in heaven. And the angels started fighting. That time we were not around.
Inu angelo adayamba kukutana kapena kupandana mwamba.
They were fighting with their swords. And Lucifer was one of the bad angels.
Inu Lucifer anali ndithu ngelo mmodzi pa maoyipo pa nthawi imeneyi.
And Lucifer was arrested.
Satana kapena Lucifer adantila unyolo kapena dzingwe.
And he was tied with a chain.
Anamangidwa ni matangadza kumbuyo motere.
And they brought him to the throne of God.
Anatana ayi pampando wachifumu onjatidwa matangadza.
What shall we do to him?
Kodi amene itanja tichite naye chani?
Should we make a prison in heaven to keep Lucifer and all the angels?
Adafusana mambamo. Kodi tipange ndende kumamba kuno yoti tisunge chinthu ichi?
God the Father said no, because heaven will change. We now need police, we now need prison, we now need all this. It will change things in heaven.
Zimene zikuno ai chifukwa tikachita ndende tifuna nzatu wa polisi wena amati wakapokola onjata ni wayangana izi kuno aa kuno kumamba yai
hey! So God told Michael, Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael and others, he said, open the door of heaven and throw them out.
Nibo atata dati Michael iwe Gabriel niwena angelo awodziwa bwino zakumamba tengani zinthu ichi tsegulani zenela zakumamba tere mungu achikankhira kunja uko chikakwere kumeneyo.
When they were throwing them, Lucifer started to beg, please don't throw us out. We don't know what will happen to us.
Pamene adari pafupi kunchita chipongwe chimenechi, Lucifer adapempha ndithu, ali na pepe, banji musalidaye sitidziwa chikachitika tikapita uwu.
But Michael and Gabriel, they were no nonsense, they are no nonsense angels. They said, you are going out.
Michael ndi Gabriel saseveretsa masevera alije. Adagwira ditiyewo, atadalamula tiyoko, adaponya modelo ye.
So they threw them out.
Adantaya kunja.
And closed the door.
Adateka.
And Lucifer and the angels started to fall.
Lucifer ndi angelo wake tele kugochoka komwe uko kumabwera pa.
Now there were 9 planets on the way.
Inu. Palinu maiku amazungulira 9. Mumulengalenga.
They saw Neptune and they said no.
Adaona jikoli na natukwai.
They saw Jupiter, very big. We don't like. And they kept falling. They missed. They saw Mars.
But
it looked very lonely. And then they saw Earth. And they said, let us land here. So they landed on Earth.
Hey!
And the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For the dragon has been cast out of heaven and has come to the earth. Now when the dragon came on earth, he saw Adam and Eve had been on honeymoon for more than 2,000 years. Honeymoon.
Chinjoka chidaona Adam ndi Hava ali kusisitana kwa chiyambi cha banja kwa zaka 2,000 kachikondi kwa yambiri akali kuchitika pa nthawi imeneyo.
Adam was always telling Eve, I love you every day.
In Adam amamuza Hava kuti telene nikukondani tsiku lililonse amakamba modelo nimakukondani nimakukondani muchazikhalilamo.
And Eve was also telling Adam, I love you every day.
In Adona so awa Hava amamuza so nguyu mzanga wandefu kuti darling nikukondani tele inu ninunoka zimachitika kwa zaka 2000.
They were very happy.
In anthu anali okondwa kwambiri.
Until one day, the dragon, the old serpent, he saw them and he said, I'm going to talk to the woman because she looks very soft and like
gentle.
Hey! And he went to see Eve. Eve was not wearing clothes. She was not used to wearing any clothes, not even panties. Satan was looking at her. He was feeling dizzy.
Amaona ndithu Satan akuti, oh, nimozikhalira.
Hey, she This one is really beautiful, eh? So he started to rap her every day he was visiting her. And then he told her one day, I can help you. I can help you to be more greater than you are. Don't you want to be like a God? He said, what does it mean to be a God? You will know everything. You will not need God. You will be your own God. You don't have to wait every day for him to come and talk to you. You have your own way. That is why, anyway, so Eve decided, I want to be my own woman.
Ndipo have a dad. Ndufuna ine nikhale mkazi nkazi pa ine ndeka.
So she discussed with Satan, this idea, where, which of the trees do you say, when I bite it, I can have power?
Adafusa, kuti kodiwe satana. Unuuse, nintengo uti, umene nkangoti tere na yako, nikoso
fana. And I won't need God.
Kufana na mungu, nibosi nzamfuna somuru.
And the dragon took her to the tree of good and evil.
Nibosu bano, njoka idantengira pantengo wachabwino ndicho ipa,
and he plucked one,
ndipo
adachola, and he bit it. It's very nice. Have
adachola,
have one
adagya adatenganso numbers,
very nice,
njabwino.
Hey, so Eve took it,
ndipo have adatenganso,
and she bit it.
Ndipo tsono
adagya, as she was chewing it,
Anaya,
her eyes began to open.
Alikutafuna maso adatsa guga.
She said,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Satan.
Satan,
you are looking at me.
Iwo kudiyanga naso ine.
Hey. And then she began to see many things.
Anamba kuona tsopano zinthu zina zodabwitsa.
And she ran to her husband. She said, darling, I love you. I have something nice for you. Adam said, what is it?
He said,
it's very nice for lunch today. Lunch.
Adam
said, but I have already had lunch. And she said, this is special afternoon tea.
Agudi inedo tere na kuragare koma nkaza agudo agankadri iruga masana jidankono amadala
fruit salad
iru inu ntakuja tabwino totuka utsendere.
Adam said, I don't want to eat it.
Adam agudo ineyai.
Eve became quiet and turned around. You don't love me. You don't love me. Adam said, I love you. She said, you don't love me. Adam said, I love you. Then Eve said, if you love me, eat my. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Lord God was going to come around 4 o'clock. In the cool of the day. So Adam said,
Adam,
let me eat it. The Lord God will not see. By 4 o'clock it will be digested.
Hey.
So Adam took it.
Adam anaja.
And he ate it.
Adaja.
But as he was chewing it,
Pamina nari kutafuna.
Ha!
Ah!
peace. His eyes were open. He now knew good and evil. And Adam said, I need medicine to go to the toilet. The medicine that makes you go
Adam
to the toilet.
Adam kwala changu kuti nimwe kuti nkapambuke mwachangu chijana jachichi.
Because the Lord God is coming around 4:30.
Arifwa mulungu akubera mafolo kutati zonda tsopano.
But all the pharmacy shops were closed.
Inu mashopu ose antawi mene ogula kuti ntutopambutsa mwachangu adali otheka.
Hey!
Hey!
So around 4:30, the Lord God came in the afternoon, in the cool of the day.
Now you see, sila yabu ino matulo.
And he said, Adam,
anaitana Adam,
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 where are you guys? Adam was standing in the middle of the tree. Have you seen the trees they used to make electricity poles?
Adam marali pagati kati ba mitengo. Tinene kuti pagati pati ba tuntu kubisala kumeneko. Mitengo yake yaitali ngati yachitira magetsi anzathu.
What is it called? The electricity trees. Tick. What? The long one. So yes. Adam stood in the midst of the tree, so that he looks like a tree.
Adam adaima batari kuti mwina akozofana na nintengo.
Hey,
hey.
But the Lord God said, there is something strange today.
Mulungu anati akomarero chino chake chachitika muno.
Adam,
Adam,
Adam said, please, I'm looking for my pyjamas.
Adam akuti anufuna funa ke na mpimbekwa ine.
Hey.
Hey.
The Lord God said, which pyjamas? Since when did you start wearing pyjamas when you see me? Come, two of you come. Hey. Adam and Eve came to stand there. He told them, you have eaten of the tree I told you not to. You didn't want me to lead you, eh? You didn't want me to be your God. You wanted to be your own God. And you followed that evil dragon. God said, okay, you can have your way. Today is the last day. I will not come to look for you again. Now, you are on your own. And the devil, the dragon you feel is your better friend. You can have him.
Hey!
Hey! And there was another tree in the garden called the tree of life. And the Lord God said, if I don't hide this tree, Adam and Eve will eat it and they will live forever. So he called two angels and they drove Adam and Eve out, and God hid the tree of life. Up till today, we are all looking for the tree of life. Because we need the tree of life. Yes. Now, Adam and Eve went out of the garden.
Adam and Eve,
and they were very lonely. Because the Lord God did not come anymore. Do you know who came? The devil.
Satan.
And man started to follow the devil. That's why human beings have a lot of characteristics of the devil.
Satan.
Yes. One of the characteristics of human beings is lies. You see, the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. You see, it's a man characteristic of humans is lying.
Awuri chikalibwe chimoti cha muntu tachiona lero ndibodza ndipo Bible kuti Mulungu si muntu kuti akaname koma lero muntu akunama.
Yes. And Satan is the father of lies. All lies.
Satan and the tate mantu wankulu waona maonse.
Yes.
Inde
killing,
wakupa,
stealing,
wakuba,
destroying,
oononga.
Human beings are like that now. Many things in Malawi
are
not as it could be. Because both the devil and human beings are behaving in the same way. Yes.
Hey.
So one day, God was sitting in heaven. And he was thinking about his creation of man. And he said, how can I reverse what has happened? I want to get human beings back to me. But man has so many sins. Do you have sins in Kasungu? Kasungu has a lot of sins. How many have told a lie before? Lies, liars. All liars, raise up your hand. Liars. Wait. Those who have told more than 100 lies since they were born, raise their
hand.
What about the pastors on the stage?
Yes.
Even the mayoress is raising her hand.
Even the mayor saw
Hey. What about thieves? Do you have thieves in Kasungu? If you are a thief, raise your hand. How many of you have stolen chicken or meat from your mother's food? You've stolen the meat before.
Tavetelani, ndani wa inu, amai adajoga, wina, adagate ngaboga, nturika nyama mpoto, tanja mamba.
Hey! What about the pastors, all thieves on stage, raise up your hand.
Siakuba, zibusa, tanja mamba.
Look at the pastors. All of them have confessed that they are thieves.
Hey!
What about jealousy? How many have been jealous before?
Jealousy.
Wow.
Hey.
What about pastors? Jealousy. Even the mayoress has been jealous before. Now, what about fornication? Having sex with somebody you are not married to. Fornication. Raise your hand if you are fornicator. How do you say? Chiwelewelewele. Raise your hand.
Chiwelewelewele.
Hey! What about pastors? Chiwelewelewele. They don't want to raise their hand. The pastors, no chiwelewele, but you see, they are adding one lie to 101 lies. 101.
Hey.
So what do we have in Kasungu? We have liars, thieves, jealous, and fornicators have filled the whole of Kasungu. And not only Kasungu. Zomba, Blantyre,
Johannesburg,
Ghana,
Kugana,
Nigeria,
Nigeria,
America,
America,
England,
England,
full
Ota,
of liars,
Akuba,
thieves,
Akuba,
jealous people,
Ansanje,
fornicators,
the whole world.
Hey. So God decided to send his son
Nibo mulungu tsobano analingalira kutumiza mwana wake
to come and wash us.
Kubwela kuzadi sambisa tsobano.
To come and wash us.
Kuzadi sambisa.
Hallelujah. So when John
Nibo Yohane
the Baptist saw Jesus,
Yohane mbatiza damona yes.
He said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the one. This is the man who is going to take away all our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God sent Jesus to this world to die on the cross. Hey! What can you achieve by dying on a cross? What can you accomplish when you die on a cross? Do you want to know what you can accomplish by dying on a cross? Yes.
Zona.
The Bible says without the shedding of blood, without blood, you cannot cleanse or remove sin.
Bible kuti kulibe kantukari konsi kwa mabokaboka mwazu na ketedwa nipo chimo liza chotedwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Indeed.
You know, if you wash your hands,
mugutiwa mugasamba
manja, if you wash your hands with water,
mugasamba ni mati,
you see, when you put it under the microscope, you see many things.
Kungodi masamba ni mati chabe. Nikutenga machine o unikira ama unika uchipatala. Mukosa kuona sindu zochuluka manje.
Because the water cannot wash it.
Chifukwa kuti mati sanga chotse sosiyai.
You see, when I became a doctor,
ineyo pantwa imene napanga tsopano, sikulu yange yauka chenjere ya udotolo.
I was going to operate on somebody.
Ndi matsegula mimba ma operation a munthu ina.
And they told me first to wash my hands.
Ananduza kuti ndisadachite operation kapena operation.
When I washed my hands,
ndikasamba manja,
they told me I shouldn't touch the tap with my hand.
Ndisakudze impopi ni manja ngao.
I have to use here and here.
Ndikuyenda kugirisa ntchito kakonyo konyo kameneko.
To close the tap.
Kumatseka tap hotelo.
Because
chifukacha kuti
there are many things you cannot see. Water does not wash it away. It's difficult to go. Then after that, they said, I still cannot use my hand to operate. Because the germs are still there after washing. So I have to wear gloves.
Because
it is still there. It's there. It's still there. You see, your sins are like gems. Very difficult to go once it is there. Yes. Very difficult. That is why your mouth smells in the morning. You can scrub it, but they are still there. In the morning, they will be smelling, all of them. That is like your sins. It cannot easily go. But there is one thing that can wash your sins away tonight. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Do you know what is that? The blood of Jesus. So Jesus, on the night that he was going to die on the cross, he took a cup and he said, everybody was wondering, what is Jesus going to say? He said, this is my blood, which is shed for the sins of the world. This was 3 years after he met John the Baptist. He was on one mission, to wash away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He has come to take away our sins. Look, you know, today is the first day I came to Kasungu. And I know that there are liars here. And thieves. And jealous people. And wicked people. I don't have to stay to tomorrow to know. Every town is like that. The main characteristic of human beings is sin. Lies. Wickedness. Every country. Every government. Every group. All the girls, all the boys, the same. It's the same. And that is why Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I did not come to bring you money. I came to bring you salvation. Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for you and me. How many of you want the blood of Jesus
to wash?
Hey, you know, one day I was going on an aeroplane and I was holding a bag. The lady said to me, this bag cannot go up here. I said, why? She said, no, it cannot go. I said, I'm taking it. She said, no. If you want to go on this plane, this bag is not going.
Hey!
It reminds me of the door to heaven. You want to go to heaven? These sins, your lies, your stealing, your wickedness, it's not going there. Unless you can wash it away. Unless you can wash it away, you are not going there. And that is why God sent Jesus to wash you. Come. You see this pastor? He's a sinner. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a fornicator. He's a wicked man. I don't need to know him. I don't need to know his name. It is true. The Bible says all have sinned.
All.
And he is part of all. All have sinned. And have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. So God sent his son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him, will not perish but have everlasting life. Do you want to receive Jesus Christ? They don't want Jesus Christ. Do you want to receive the blood of Jesus?
Yes.
To wash away your sins.
Yes.
Then stand up, everybody. I'm going to pray with you now. Very quickly. Everybody, say this prayer. In English first, after that in Chichewa. Try and speak the English, so I'm going to pray a simple prayer. If you want Jesus' blood to wash you, lift your hand like this. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I am sorry
for my sins.
Please forgive me.
Tonight,
I am praying.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a sinner.
Have mercy on me.
Tonight,
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Now lift only one finger like this. One finger up like this. Like this.
Say after me, Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus,
I bind you.
Satan,
in the name of Jesus,
I will not follow you again.
I will not obey you again.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I am following Jesus Christ.
Now lift your two hands like this. Two hands.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I will follow you.
For the rest of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Take out your book with me, please. Your book.
Wave your book like this.
Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands.
Wave your two hands. Say Jesus.
Say Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I will follow you, Jesus.
For the rest of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
I love you.
In Jesus' name.
Your turn.
Mona ntima. Ndipo mwazi uchamanena ucha lero kutsuka. Ndipo lero mundivomeresa ndipe mphero ili. Mokuwa motsimikizika choka pa spantima. Nina na Ambuye Yesu.
Ambuye Yesu.
Lero ndakhulupirira.
Lero ndakhulupirira.
kuti munabwera patikola pansi kudzandifera kuti mazuwano utsuke machimo anga lelo ndakhulupirira lembani dzina langa mubuku la moyo chifukwa ndekha
yes
sindingathe ambuye yesu ndipulumutseni usiku wa lero lino sikomwe atate pondilandira
yes Lord
yambani dzina langa yambani kutchula dzina lanu tchulani tchulani dzina lanu tchulani dzina lanu kwezani dzanja linalo kumwamba onse manjano awiri ndipo kulonso kumwamba nena na ambuye yesu ndimakukondani kwambiri chifukwa mapulumutsa moyo wanga kuyambira lero ndidzakutsatani masiku onse a moyo wanga masiku onse a moyo wanga sikomwe atate
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a blessing. Now tonight, Jesus
is Christ.
Not only taking away the sins of the world. Tomorrow is Sunday, right?
But
he's also a healing Jesus. Now tomorrow morning, everybody here, are you serious about following Jesus Christ? I cannot hear you. Are you serious? Tomorrow is Sunday. Every single person in this crusade must be in church tomorrow morning. It is the beginning of a revival in Kasongo. All those who have not been going to church, tomorrow is very important. And in the evening at 4 o'clock, we are starting the crusade the last night, tomorrow night. And everybody here must come with 10 people from the house. How many are going to bring 10 people from your house to come here?
Amen.
Yes.
Indeed.
You see, you don't normally have crusades, so this is a very special event. We often sing, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Now Jesus is not passing by Kasongo. Jesus is visiting Kasongo.
Inu. Tima imba nyimbo kuti msandi pitirile Yesu. Lelo Yesu sakudusa Kasongo. Koma wabwera kukhala Kasongo mo usiku uno.
Tomorrow 4 o'clock we start.
Mawa 4 o'clock okondedwa inu. Chikuyamba
right here. It is a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus is also a healing Jesus.
Wow.
Many things Jesus does.
But it's ambitious, many yes, amachita.
Because it is sin which brings sickness. Yes.
Inde.
Sin leads to sickness and to death. Yes. So Jesus is taking away our sin. He's going to wash us with his blood and heal us of every curse, every demonic power is broken in your life today. Right now, Whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now.
Jesus
is touching your life right now. Jesus is touching your life right now. And healing. Many people are going to be healed in a few seconds. You may not know how, but Jesus is a healing Jesus, and he's taking away all our pain, all curses out of your life by the power of the name of Jesus. Right now, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. He's the Lord that healeth us tonight. Thank you, Lord.
I am the Lord that
Jesus, we bind every demonic presence here. Come out of the people right now. Anyone who is tormented by devils, put your hand on your head right now. Satan, I rebuke you. In Kasungu, come out.
Tuluka.
Come out.
Tuluka.
Come out.
Tuluka.
Demons are coming out right now. Demons are coming out right now. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Come out.
Tuluka.
Every curse is broken. The plagues of darkness are broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody who is falling down or screaming or rolling, bring them to me in the front here. Bring them to me in the front here. Power. Power is working right now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, come out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Come out. Power of God is here right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Receive your. I see a snake coming out of somebody. Out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Every dragon, every serpent, every power from the dark world, I curse you. Come out. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Makata saka. Makata sikolaba. Pareba la baba. Tabarika balaba. Meka la baba. Meka tabala. Makareba la baba. Come out. Every dragon. Every serpent. Every power of darkness. Come out. Come out. I break your hold. I break the chains. I break the power of the dark world of darkness. Come out. Crocodile spirit, come out. Dragon, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Something is happening. Something is happening. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. Jesus. It's a healing Jesus. It's a healing Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, somebody is being healed in the eyes. Whatever your sickness, put your hand there. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your ears, put your hand on your ears. If it is your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. Father, heal right now. Show mercy, Lord. Grant miracles, healings, power of the Holy Ghost and Kasungu. Receive it now. 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 Snakes abound in Jesus' name. Right now, wherever you are, begin to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it now. If you couldn't see, open your eyes. If you couldn't walk, rise up now. Start walking. Start walking. Start walking. Start walking. Rise and be healed. In Jesus' name. Rise and be healed. Wherever you are, if God has healed you today, lift up your hand if God has healed you. If God has done something for you. Now, if God has healed you, come to me in the front. Come to the front. I want to pray for you and take your testimony wherever you are. If God has healed you, God has done something for you. Come. 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 Come quickly, walk. Walk to the front here. To the side. I need to pray for you now. Right now. Look at that. Somebody is holding crutches. Miracles are happening. God is doing miracles. Wherever you are. If God has healed you. If God has healed you, come to the side, to the front. I want to pray with you, and I want to take your testimony. Come this way. This young girl, Nats, this lady here. If God has done something for you, if God has done something for you, quickly come to the side here. I need to pray with you now, and I need to take your testimony now. Jesus is a healing Jesus, and he's healing people tonight. lift your hands, everybody. God is doing wonderful things here. I want to pray for you again. Jesus. I pray for Kasungu. I pray for miracles. I pray for deliverance. I pray for healing of the people. Of the pains. Of the pains. Of the heads. Of your people. Show kindness, Lord. Show mercy, Lord. Do great things, Lord. Thanks for your power. Thank you for your mercy. When we go back to our houses, the enemy will be defeated in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. For Kasungu. Kasungu will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your great mercy. Thank you for your great kindness. Everybody lift your hand and say thank you to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Such an amazing miracle.
What is happening?
This man in 2015, he fell and broke his right leg. But since then, even though he has been to hospital, he could not walk without these.
Wow.
But tonight when you pray, he dropped his crutches. He stood up and he walked to the front.
Wow.
Yes.
Walk and let's see, sir.
Please walk.
I would say, but it's imunga chagwenda kupino.
This man was walking.
Yo, 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 Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, 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 Yesu amo, yo, yo.
Father, thank you for your power. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist
Olivia,
this woman had a stroke for a year.
Stroke.
She's diabetic. Legs are heavy. She can't move them. Evangelist, after prayer today, for the first time, she's moving the leg. Move your leg. Move. She's doing that. She couldn't do that before.
Wow.
Walk.
Stroke. She
walk.
Had a stroke.
Walk.
Everything a double double. A double double. Everything a double double.
Olivia,
yes. Tell her to tell us what has happened to her.
Mama, mudiuze imeja chidikani jani.
Naona kusinja tubiranga kuona karajaja tungusa osaenda kwa mwendra sobano na mwendra.
I have seen change. I have stayed 1 year without walking. I have walked right now.
Wow.
Right now.
Let her turn around. Wow. Are you happy? How do you say kawunde?
Kodini no kondwa.
Makondwa.
Yes.
Makondwa. Hey, Makondwa.
I didn't know Kondwa.
Papili.
Very much.
Papili.
Very much.
Papili.
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 Monogu Wakulu. Monogu Wakulu.
Monogu
Wakulu.
happening.
Amazing miracles evangelist. For 3 years, the right side of this lady's face has been paralyzed. She could not close and open the eyelid. Each time she spoke, the whole face was turned to the left side.
Vangeli, kwa chaka cha tuntu, mbali imoti, three kwa saka start, mbali imoti yake, inari akufa, kwa maso sama kwani sa kupetila, agadala mkule, kobe mabida mbali imoti, kwa matobo anolino, mulungu wabanga pa mwe wake.
But tonight she put her hand on her face when he prayed.
Wow.
And for the first time in 3 years, she noticed that she could open and close the eyelid perfectly. And she could also speak without the deviation of the mouth to the left side.
Wow. Let her tell us what happened to her.
I can see the grace of God in your life tonight.
She was speaking,
but the mouth was going sideways.
Wow. Doctor, what is this condition?
It's called Bell's palsy. Facial palsy.
Is the seventh cranial nerve, paralysis of the seventh cranial nerve.
I would dismiss as much as you can see, number 7 in Katimo, Sokonekera, Chijo Sima Sokonekera Somamont.
And when it is affected, it affects your eye, your face, your smile, all the side of your face.
Sempa Mene Ugaonongeka, Kuambira Guseka, Kulam Kula Kuona, Kakarin Kobeako.
Jesus, thanks for your power.
And that is Sukome for your mercy, Samutamene.
Thanks for your mercy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siabonga. Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siabonga.
EDR,
evangelist,
what is happening?
This lady for 2 years, she could only see things that were very close to her. Wow. If it was far away, she couldn't see. But tonight when you prayed, suddenly she could see far.
Somebody could not see. But God has opened her eyes. Who is that? Check. Could not see, but God has opened your eyes. You were blind. Do not see, but God has opened your eyes. Lift your hands. Jesus
yes,
is doing
it.
Locate the person. And tonight, let her tell us, Vidya.
Okay, church, you think I'm mama?
In Masanga, Marita Maona, Makanga, Rupuliga, or even Tamavino Kurari, cinema, one is a sabuno wino. Then me and Ranga in Makanga to see my own one beady.
She says for 2 years when she's about to see, she was seeing as if the eyes are going to burst and the legs were so heavy and she could only see things which were just near by her.
But can you see me? What I am doing, do it.
Bye bye.
Tell her to do what I am doing.
So about any other bye pizza and muzubuchitas many wakuchita.
Wow. Olivia, who is this kneeling down?
Evangelist.
Olivia,
this is a wife who was giving birth to 5 children.
This girl is a wife.
3 years she could not walk. This is how she walks at home.
she crawls.
3 years.
Who is this man?
That's the husband.
Husband.
So he carried her here. Evangelist, after you prayed, to the amazement, she stood.
Yes. Can she walk?
Come.
Lord Jesus,
evangelist.
Lord Jesus,
Lord
Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus,
turn around, let's go this way. Come this way. Wow.
Everything is double, double. Everything is double, double.
Let her walk how she used to walk before. Do it again.
I end a minute. Am I? Okay. Can you Papa? Okay. Jaenda the minute mu maende la poyamba. Musa na chile maenda banji.
For how long?
3 years, evangelist.
Okay. 3 years.
3 years like this.
This is how she walks at home.
The man said, "Okay, ana munabera na ubanji kuno."
Nanya munabanji ngojo nyumba.
Ndimena maendela.
Ndimena maendela.
He said he called her on the bike. For 3 years, he has been walking like this.
Who is this?
Amene ndani.
My one.
Ndani ano amene yo?
Awa dande banga
makari akuti
pa sidya pa juma
kutsija kwa juma mumaona mena maendra jonji
avutika nthaya itali.
She has been suffering, and this is a neighbor. For 3 years has been seeing her walking like this.
Wow.
Yes.
Stand up, my dear. Stand up, my dear.
Mama imirana. Oh. Imirana. Wow.
Walk, let's go this way.
Right
here in Kasungu. Amazing. Amazing. Be there. What is going on here?
Evangelist, for 3 years, this lady was totally blind in this eye.
Aye.
Aye.
Blind?
3 years, she couldn't see. She said it started itching. She went to the hospital. They told her the lens is fault in her eye.
The lens
is fault.
What's that? Akara asakuona disolimotele. Lagumansele. Ndipo anaenda nsipatala. Achipatala anati disolo lata. Lata. Eh, mwana diso tikunziwa wankati ucha wata. Sanga oneso.
But tonight, when you pray, she's seeing from this eye.
Is it true? Tell us what happened to you.
And it's on.
When I was coming here, I was unable to see. I couldn't see even the colors. But right now, just when you prayed, my eye opened and I can see every color of a thing which is here tonight.
Wow. You could not see which side. Close this other one. No. That was the one that wasn't good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Do what I'm doing.
Do what I'm doing.
Jesus aya, ni Jesus aya, vira, 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 ni Jesus aya, ni Jesus aya, ni Jesus aya, chega ma perequete, ma perequete, chega ma perequete, ma perequete, chega ma perequete, ma perequete.
Wow, miracles in Kasungu.
So this is what Kasungu
is
doing.
Evangelists, the power of God is at work here tonight. This young man had a motorbike accident. Actually, he came here tonight with his ankle bandaged. He was limping. But the power of God entered his leg when he prayed. Suddenly, there was strength, the pain was gone, and he can now walk without any limp.
Wow.
Are you surprised?
And in order,
the time I was coming here, I had a motorbike accident and my leg was bandaged and I was limping when I was coming here.
Is that your bandage?
With, he was using a stick, and the time you prayed and he dropped the stick and he began to walk and he removed the bandage, and that is the walking stick he was using right there.
Wow. Amazing. Show us how you used to walk before.
The stick.
Walk, let's see.
Daenda sobano buna buino.
Walungaro.
Lichisa.
This is his bandage.
Wow.
Thanks, Lord, for your miracle. This is just the beginning of miracles in Kasungu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Olivia, what is happening here?
Evangelist, this man is itching to tell his story. He says he can't believe he's standing here like this.
He can't believe.
He's amazed. Because since 2016, he had a stroke. He's not been able to lift the hands. He's not been able to walk. And tonight, he is walking and he's lifting up his hands.
We have about 2006, Arabanga stroke. 2016, Kuja Aime, Abanga Sisi Mateka. Kuma Evangelist Adango Pempera. Aima ayamba kupanga oka mene aimira apa. Is it true?
Is it true?
Yes.
What
in the zona?
Zona.
Zona. Zona signs.
Yeah, zona.
Zona signs.
Zona. Nabanga stroke 2016.
Aha.
Amajito nyamura utanzi zos kinyama manyamuni. Dia choke na babine po. Ai. Nakantawo mankwala ya pati ya paya. Koma ntafo kuti kulizimede na boya lero. Bas. Naimi ya bani gulo.
And you can lift your hand. Walk, let's see.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Tiyamoga.
Video, what is
happening? Evangelist, this is amazing. This child is 3 years old, and since he was born, he has never been able to hold his neck up. He couldn't hold his neck up, and he couldn't turn his neck. But tonight, when you prayed, Evangelist, the mother says he has begun to move his neck around. Wow. He's begun to turn his head.
Can she show us with the baby? Tell us, Mama, what happened to your baby?
Dadu san, chinachirikandijan.
Umana badwira na bada mwagasti Nde sama enda, sama kalabasi, ne manova nda una usinta.
Now, the baby was unable to sit, even to turn the neck. But soon after your prayer, the mother began to notice some changes which are taking place right now. Wow. The baby now can turn, of which she couldn't do that.
Wow.
Yes. Look at that.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What is this, doctor?
Persistent chest pain and pain in the legs.
Pain is gone.
Disappear tonight. Pain is gone.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Wow, Baba Ntima Ndim Jindo Mapita. Yes,
a healing Jesus.
He's
healing Jesus.
He's healing you.
He's healing you.
Olivia, what is happening?
This young lady gave birth in 2015. After that, she said that half of the body, this side, well, she was in so much pain. She's gone to the hospital, done everything, and was not going.
Tonight.
But tonight,
what happened to you, my dear?
Chino chini kani chani mbali wanga.
Ntabaduita mwana 2015 ni ujoga natiku mene lolo. Ni kafasaidi mozi nkandi bwedega. Maga maga osigu ni kagona. Mango ziti mungilo rulo kufakuti saidi hii siri bino. Ni kafuzulika wambini.
And tonight?
Yes. Kumalaba mene ni majoga kurauni. Ni majoga rauni. Ni mabaka za saluni. Ni majoga rauni ufika mara noa. Kuna likuni bwedega ni masoa ntendeli. Nilafika mara noa na kala uja uko. Then that kala mena uko wabajamuna nuzori. Alias, I'm not any food. I grew up a many valley food or again, and I grew up saying many. That was the word of a man in Majota was still waiting.
Glory!
Wow!
Yes. She says, since she gave birth, she has been having persistent pain on the right hand side. And she's a hairdresser in town. She does saloon. But when she was coming here, she was in severe pain. And she stayed far away there.
Far away.
Yeah, the time you say lay your hand wherever you are feeling pain, she did the same. With the time she removed the hand, the whole pain is gone. Glory be to Jesus.
Jesus, what a wonder you are, Jesus.
Jesus,
evangelist, this is the first time in 5 months that this lady is even able to stand up. She had an accident. And her foot was separated from her leg. And since then, she could not stand without support. So for her to be standing here today, it's a miracle. She needed support to even stand.
Jesus.
What a wonder.
Olivia!
Evangelist, she had a tumor here. She had a tumor here. That's what she said. She was right here. And it felt, she always felt that something was moving up and down. And so that after the prayer, the pain is gone, everything is gone.
Tomorrow,
we're starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mawa and 4 o'clock, Matulo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Siko mo Yesu Christ.
So gentle,
strength in the name of the
Lord. Crowds have lies.
Landalana kuchinga tuma.
To see this man from Galilee.
To see this man from Galilee.
Is he just a carpenter?
Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
La
Yet many